possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What's your favorite nursery rhyme growing up? What? Well, what was it? Jack be nimble, Jack be quick? Like, oh, so big whoop. Jack jumped over a candlestick.
I know. I could do that right now. No one's bragging to me about it.
Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet.
I actually love that one.
Eating her curds and whey, along came a spider and sat down
right beside her. Yeah.
It is a weird day today.
It is a weird day.
I'm just letting you guys know I have been, because I think it's because I've teetered, not feeling well. Like, yeah. I've been in like the weirdest mood.
Yeah.
Yeah, like none of my comments have made half sense today.
Well,
Kyle thought I was mad at him and I wasn't. So I knew
something was weird when, like, right when we were about to like record like a promo for tomorrow's show, you go, "Hey, can I ask you something?" And you walk up to me and you're holding a sheet of paper. And I'm thinking, like, oh, well, no, what's she going to talk about? So I have trouble drawing stars. And I look on her paper and there's all these attempted drawings of stars, like actual stars, 5-point stars.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking to myself, why is she drawing stars right now? I don't know. And then furthermore, why is she coming to me and asking me for advice on how to draw stars?
Well,
that was my first clue that, yeah, okay, Mel's in a little bit of a weird mood today.
You're a decent artist, you know.
Thank you.
I personally loved when I was hoping you guys were doing your job.
and I
look up and you're both huddled, so I'm like, great.
Oh, they're
collaborating.
Going over tomorrow's show rundown, what ideas for the show.
You love to see coworkers work together.
Which we were. Teamwork. We were working together.
Absolutely. Teamwork makes the dream work, all that. Only to walk over and see that Austin is now just drawing things and Melissa's just observing it.
No, hang on. Full context. I was drawing an eyeball. Because Melissa had just drawn an eyeball moments earlier.
Which looked like a peacock eyeball.
It looked like a peacock. Okay, we didn't talk about this. Did it look like a peacock or a peacock eyeball?
It looked like the eyeball. Ball of a peacock.
Okay, see, I thought you were saying it looked like a peacock because you did go a little heavy with the eyelashes, making it look like a peacock.
Oh, no. But peacocks,
so you're saying the peacock of an eyeball.
Peacocks have very long, lush eyelashes.
Is that real? Is that true? I thought that was only in cartoons.
No. I'll show you a photo.
Okay, yeah. Google image search peacock eyelashes.
Yeah.
Just totally something that we would normally do on the Show After the Show podcast, which is a reminder to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Why? Honestly, I don't have any other good reason. You know, it's just you're going to get stuff like this every week where we start talking about peacock eyelashes. Speaking of peacock, arguably the worst of the streaming services. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, but it got taken away from me, and now I kind of miss it.
Do you really?
Yeah, you don't know what you got till it's gone, as some people say, and I kind of want it back.
Yeah? Really?
I kind of wanted to get into the Tour de France this year. They have that Netflix show about it that came out, and we finished it right before the Tour de France started, which I can't recommend it. I don't know what it's called, but I can't recommend it enough.
Did Thank you. Hey, you're recommending just, something you don't know the name
of. I liked it. I can't tell you what the name of it is, but I liked it. So,
The Tour de France, like, I like the idea of it more than I actually like it. And I think I only like the idea of it because it takes place in the middle of summer. So whenever it's happening, I'm always like, you know, when I was in grade school, I was out of school. Mm-hmm. And I love summer. So, like, I think I just love the Tour de France because it's in summer. But
do
I've
you
never,
actually watch it?
No,
though?
I've never sat down and watched it.
Do you watch it, Kyle?
I was going to this year, but then it got switched over to Peacock right as we lost Peacock.
Peacock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we've been.
That was the segue we made. It's all right. She's
well,
Googling.
I'm looking up
you
Peacock,
keep
guys.
You keep looking that up. You're on a mission.
You know what?
I'm not going to fault you. You work on what you need to work on.
No, I don't think they have those eyelashes.
So it is just a cartoon thing.
But why would they do that? Why would they make false eyelashes from not a real peacock?
Why do women put on false eyelashes? I don't know. I know nothing about eyelashes. I don't know why eyelashes are a thing. Wait. Back to the Tour de France.
All right.
The most Tour de France I've ever watched was the opening scene from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. You guys remember that movie?
Yeah.
That was Tim Burton's first movie.
There's
no basement in the Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
I feel like I'm talking to like deaf ears here. You guys have not seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
I have 100% seen
it. You've seen it?
I wanted to see how long you would go. Like, I wanted to see.
Oh, I'll keep going.
If we didn't.
Francis, you stole my bike. I don't make monkeys. I just train them.
Yeah, I don't think I saw it.
I know you didn't see it.
You know me.
Based off of the blank stare you gave me when I was talking about it.
Mm-mm.
Why have you not seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
I don't know.
It's iconic.
Because he's a perv, I guess.
Okay. Mel, well, look, you're a perv.
That's
too.
That's like Mel years later being like, OJ wasn't that good of a running back. He killed his wife. It's like. That was after.
Yeah. I can't enjoy O.J. Simpson highlights because...
I can't enjoy Top Gun 2.
Well, it is kind of one of those things. You can't go back.
Is it Top Gun 2 and a half?
Naked Gun.
Naked Gun.
Naked Gun. Yeah. That's
Naked Gun 33 and a third was the third one.
Let's go back to the Tour de France. Like, I can't watch that. I can't watch it because...
Lance Armstrong is a cheater?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all... I think so many of them are.
He cheated on Sheryl Crow, right? Or did he actually cheat or he just left her? No. He left Sheryl Crow.
He took his picture away.
He took his picture away?
Never cried today.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Look, he just wanted to soak up the sun.
All he wanted to do was have some fun.
Are you strong enough?
Oh, stop.
To be
stop
her man? I don't think he was. Until he took the steroids.
No, but it's fascinating. If you watch the Netflix thing, they address the cheating thing. Like, one of the guys who now runs a team was on Lance Armstrong's team, and he was like, oh, yeah, we were cheating nonstop. Okay. And there are so many barriers put in place to not allow it now. And the guy was saying, like, when he was...
I was going to say, well, everyone was cheating then.
But when he was on Lance Armstrong's team, he's like, I don't know how Lance lived with it because I was waking up constantly freaking out that I was going to get caught. And it's fascinating. But now people don't.
I think I saw that.
You did? Did you watch this Netflix documentary?
I watched a Netflix documentary.
It's like
it,
a
but
series. It's not like a movie.
It's
like a 1 hour show.
But before, I remember before they found out that he was doing all that, is it true that his heart is like double the size of like a regular human heart? Did you ever hear that?
I do know his resting heart rate. Which, like, ever since I've got my Apple Watch, I've tried to accomplish, is, like, his resting heart rate is, like, 35 beats per minute, which is, like...
That's, like, near death.
That's incredibly healthy.
Or is it? Is it?
Yeah. If your heart is not beating that much, like, the lower your heart rate, the healthier you are, typically. Or the weaker your heart, but I mean,
I don't know.
Cases.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
but that's because he has a big heart, right? Like an enlarged
it
heart.
His heart is a third larger than the average male's.
Aww, maybe is he that is strong enough to be your man.
Yeah. Well, is that because of what he was doing, though? Did those drugs do that to him?
That's a good question. I don't know. Or was that like a birth abnormality that made him a great
athlete. There's something with Michael Phelps.
Oh, his wingspan and his fingers and his toes are like a little more webbed than most people's.
But there's also I thought there was also something with his stamina or something that you can't teach, but it's like, yeah, where others slow down, he speeds up at that point. There's something there.
Yeah.
That's weird.
He's from Baltimore.
Yeah, there are like freaks of nature, though, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I feel like you almost have to be.
Baltimore. Nice little just side in there. Like, it does not relate to us at all.
Yeah. Michael Phelps, fun fact. In case you're ever on Jeopardy, and they're like, this swimmer from Baltimore, Maryland, cleaned up shop at the Beijing Olympic Games in 2008.
Mark Spitz.
Kyle.
Who is Mark Spitz?
Ooh, I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
Damn it.
Melissa?
Patrick Swayze.
I'm sorry, you have to answer in the form of a question.
Oh, who is Patrick Swayze?
No, it was literally just Michael Phelps. We were literally just talking about him, you guys. Okay. Neither of you guys qualified for Double Jeopardy.
Why Patrick Swayze?
I don't know, because I consider him like a freak of nature, too.
Have you seen...
really good dancer.
Have you seen Roadhouse?
Oh, yeah.
Roadhouse.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it's been years. I haven't seen that forever.
What's his name in Roadhouse? Dalton something.
Why?
I don't know. I was just thinking about it. I've actually never seen it, to be
fair. You've Placey. Never
Houston.
Seen it?
I From know. Houston, Texas.
They're getting ready to...
God rest his soul.
Nice. Nice, Kyle. I was wondering what you were Googling over there. Patrick Swayze, first of all, great creepy cameo in the movie Donnie Darko.
Oh, yeah. That was... I don't...
Have you ever seen Donnie Darko? I almost want to watch Donnie Darko with you. Because it is the most confusing movie, possibly of all time.
Who's the lead in that?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, I like
and
him.
And Maggie Gyllenhaal's in it. Drew Barrymore's in it. It was actually, that movie should have been way bigger than it was.
Uh-huh.
But they pulled it from theaters right after 9/11.
Oh.
Because in the movie.
In the beginning of the movie, there's an
airplane jet thing like falls from the sky into someone's home.
Bad timing.
And so that was like, they like pulled it from theaters. And so now it's just like a cult classic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it got big on like the VHS and DVD.
I watched it in high school.
It's such a weird movie.
It's very weird. I watched it like, not just like I was in high school. It was in a class in high school. We watched it. And yeah. I just remember being like, I feel like we should have.
Was it Frank the Rabbit or something?
I don't know, man. That movie's weird, dude.
No, I want to watch it with you because I just want to... No. I want to do one of those things. You know, like on YouTube, like reaction videos are big? I want to watch a reaction video of you watching Donnie Darko. Like, I want the camera just pointed at you.
Oh, my God.
While you watch Donnie Darko because I'm just...
Is it that weird?
It's just out there. It's just like, oh, I mean, it's an entertaining movie. It's a great
movie.
It's
really good.
It's a good movie, but it's like, you really have to like think about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it's...
Jake Gyllenhaal likes those kind of movies. He does a lot of stuff like that.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen, though, had Jake Gyllenhaal in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Bubble Boy?
No, that was a great movie.
Hold on, let me.
Yeah, can you guys guess it? Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's a weird movie. Oh, is it?
I'm sure you've seen it. I have a feeling you've seen it.
Is it Crawler? No, what's that movie?
Let me look them up. There's so many.
Hold on.
You mean Nightcrawler?
Nightcrawler.
No, that I actually like that movie.
I could see you. I haven't seen it, but if you're thinking of weird movie, Spider-Man: Far From Home.
No. No, that actually was great.
I did like that one a lot.
There's a lot of his movies, actually, that I haven't seen.
Love and Other Drugs. Is it The Guilty? The Guilty kind of sucked.
No, not The Guilty.
The Day After Tomorrow?
No.
Brothers?
Day After Tomorrow was very disappointing, though. Roland Emmerich, he got big on Independence Day and then could not follow it up.
Yeah, but I saw that movie in Elgin. Shout out the Marcus Theater.
E-dub. Was that when you were working at the movie theater?
No, it was before. It was at Marcus Theater, it's not the IMAX.
I didn't know you guys had Marcus Theater.
It was the big screen. What was the big screen at the Marcus Theater? Gosh darn it, Kyle.
The Cinemark or whatever?
Hold on. Now I got to look that
up. Oh, jeez. Now everyone's looking up stuff.
What was it? Love and Other Drugs.
Love and Other Drugs.
Was I right?
You were right.
Okay.
I thought you said it was a dark movie, so I went to the dark.
No, I did not say it was dark.
I don't listen to you.
I said it was dumb. Have you guys seen that, Love and Other Drugs?
I saw pieces of it, but I also remember.
It's with Princess Diaries, mm-hmm. Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. That's why I was looking through all these, and I'm like, I think that's the one that it is.
That movie, I hated that movie. I hated it. I wanted to walk out. I don't walk out of
movies,
though.
The Ultra Screen. It's called the Ultra
Screen. The Ultra Screen. That's where I saw Elgin.
That's where I saw The Day After Tomorrow, and it was pretty dope.
The EU is what they call that theater. Elgin's Ultra Screen. They do call it that. Don't say they don't.
I take a couple things seriously.
One of them
is the Ultra Screen. Stupid movie theaters.
We had a theater in Nashville, in Brentwood, just outside of my hometown, called the Big D Experience.
Are you joking?
Guys, I'm not joking.
Shut up.
I'm not joking.
You're making that up.
I'm not joking. I will call my dad right now and he will tell you. We saw Moneyball on that screen.
Moneyball.
I know. Normally, like, you go and see action movies on like a screen like that, because it's like intense, full surround, and like your seats like vibrate. We saw Moneyball. Just like there's no action.
Yeah,
in that
they
movie
just piped
whatsoever.
In sounds of people typing on the computer. Yeah. Oh man, so it's like I'm there. It's a 4D experience.
I feel like I'm in the front office of the Oakland A's.
Yeah, it's not even showing you the baseball highlights. It's just like
Brad Pitt is right next to me.
I'm driving in a car with Brad Pitt. This is wild.
His daughter is singing that song that was already made popular, but I think they're leading us to believe that she wrote that song.
That I've never been more
upset, weirdest like co-storyline in a movie ever.
It did not need to be there.
It did not need to be there.
It makes me angry because that movie is so good.
They could have made an original song for her to sing that would have been just as cute.
Or don't include it.
What is the song? Do you know the song? I'm just a little bit caught in the middle. Life is a game, and love is a riddle. I'm not telling it.
What about it?
And just enjoy the show.
Yeah.
So in Moneyball, you haven't seen Moneyball?
It's a sports movie.
Yeah. I knew. It's a good movie though.
It was nominated for many Oscars.
Yeah, it's one best picture.
I remember that.
He was up for best actor too. Brad Pitt was. In the movie, Brad Pitt is divorced and he's got a young daughter, like 9 years old or something. And he buys her a guitar. And with that guitar, she starts like writing a song. And this is like one of those like side stories that's like going along with the major plot of the movie. I think it's just to make Brad Pitt's character more well-rounded.
Like it kind of puts him more into his perspective, why he is doing what he's doing.
Right. Like he's got this daughter. He's like, you know, he wants to and raise her right. And he gets her guitar and she sings this song. And she like writes this song. She's like, I wrote you a song. He's like, yeah, play it for me. She's like, it's not ready. He's like, no, play it for me. Come on. So she plays it. And it's just that song.
Wow.
And it's like, what? Are you trying to tell us that she's Colby Calais or whoever sings that song?
I wish it.
It was weird. It was so weird. And then everything else was true to form because the movie takes place in the early 2001, 2002.
Yeah.
It takes place and everything else is like true, like to 2002.
All mm-hmm. right.
Except for this whole thing where this girl writes the song.
Yeah.
There's no connection that like Billy Bean's daughter wrote that song then, for whatever artist performed it. Like, there's no connection there whatsoever.
Well,
it's just
then,
weird.
Then, spoiler alert, like, near the end of the film, his daughter makes him, like, a mixtape where she sings it again.
yeah.
Again, making you think, oh, she created this song.
Yeah, right. Like, she recorded it and burned it to a DVD.
Yeah, and I'm pretty
like
sure...
Like, it's her demo tape or something.
When did that song originally come out? Because they might be trying to rewrite history a little bit.
Oh, what if they are... Billy Bean was like, look, I'll agree for you guys to use my likeness.
My daughter created that song. I know it.
If you make it seem like my daughter. What is the name of that song?
I'm looking it up.
I
right
think
now.
It's The Middle, but not the.
There's another one.
Jimmy Eat World.
World. Yeah.
That was, what is that?
It's by Lenka. Lenka?
Lenka. Yeah. L-E-N-K.
It was released in 2008. That's nothing. Something I've never put together.
It's possible that they could be trying to say that she wrote this song.
Right, it's like,
I'm Googling.
Look,
did Billy
we can
Bean's
recreate
daughter...
Moneyball into a movie, but we're giving my daughter credit for the Lenka song that everybody knows.
Weird.
I'm just
that is so weird. That's like a weird spin.
Yeah, it was.
I literally just Googled, did Billy Bean's daughter write the Lenka song? First thing, no. The show was co-written... Oh, because the song is called The Show. The Show was co-written and sung by Australian singer Lenka, not for the movie. That's all it says.
There's no more there. Well, why do you think they did that, really?
I don't know. It's kind of annoying because the movie was so great, but that side story, again, like Kyle said.
You're a movie buff kind of guy, though.
Did not need to be in it.
There had to be, like, a reason. And they knew what they were doing.
That was one of the few movies where I read the book first.
Yeah.
Same.
That has no mention of it in the book.
Really?
Mentions, like, his daughter and his family, but, like...
I read the book so long before that movie that I just forgot.
Have you ever looked it up or Googled, like, what the theory would be behind them doing that? There's got to be a theory or a story behind it.
If they're going to pick a song, why not pick a song from 2000?
Lenka is not the daughter of Oakland A's general manager, Billy Bean.
Shut up, really?
She was born and grew up in Australia. Billy Bean has one daughter named Casey Bean, who is not Lenka.
Never seen them in the same room together.
It's a great point, honestly.
It's just... They could have picked another song.
They could have made an original song.
Yeah, but there's got to be a reason for that.
Maybe the show, because
MLB is called the show.
Referred to as like the show. Like when you make it to up the minor leagues, you make it to the major leagues, they say, "Oh, welcome to the show."
Yeah,
if you're in the show.
It would have been so funny. The movie, Mel. Can I ruin the movie? It's all history based. It's all history based.
It's all history based.
But like the end, it's the end of the movie. He's deciding if he should leave. Oakland is a job that he likes, but they don't.
They're so cheap.
They don't give him the money to get big name free agents. So they get all these good players,
which makes his job incredibly hard.
Mm-hmm. Get all these good players from drafting them and all that, and then they leave the first chance they get. So the whole movie is him trying to find a way to beat the system and save money and be good. And the end of the movie. He goes to the Boston Red Sox, who can pay for players, and that they're like, you took a team that shouldn't win 70 games, and you made them a 100-win team, and we want that here in the Red Sox. So this is what we're going to offer you, and they just write down a number on a check, and it's supposed to be high. They don't tell you how much it is. But it's like this ridiculous amount, and he is in his car at the end of the movie deciding if he should take the job in Oakland or in Boston. And he gets this CD from his daughter, puts it in. She's like, and it's basically like, Dad, I know you're trying to decide. Just know that I love you, and I hope you like this song. And she plays the song, and then like the end. And by the way, near the end, she stops singing, and it's just her ad-libbing. And I just remember her going, "You're so stupid, Dad. You're so stupid, Dad." Yeah. Which is like. Weirdly insulting to your dad who's going through a lot, but whatever.
Yeah, right. He's kind of stressed a little bit.
And, like, as that's happening, words are popping up basically being like, Billy Bean did not take the job in Oakland or in Boston. He decided to stay in Oakland. He's trying to do all this, blah, blah, blah. But it would have been really funny if, like, as the words fade out, it just pops back up. And at the end of the CD, she goes, "All right, Dad, thanks. I love you. I just met this Australian artist named Lenka, and I think I'm going to sell this song." Like, that's how we tie it back in of like, oh my God, that makes more sense.
Oh,
like
that would be great.
Or they just create Moneyball 2, and it's all about selling this song to Lenka.
It's all about his daughter, Casey Bean, selling her song to Lenka.
The name of this podcast has to be Casey Bean is not Lenka, Lenka is not Casey Bean. And everybody's like, what?
Lenka Bean.
Lenka Bean.
Lenka Bean.
Would you listen to a song
like Lenka Bean?
Or Lenka Bean? I'm leaning Lenka Bean.
I would like
rather
Bean.
buy that album.
Yeah, I would. I'd be like, what's this all about?
What's this Lenka Bean about?
All right, so my next question. What in the hell is a tuffet?
Well.
Finally, we get on this topic.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.